there's something so beautiful about simply singing the word Silent Night, just even in broad daylight, but certainly for me, it brings back a lot of memories of the candlelight services in the church I grew up with, and because you remember the peace of that season, but it's also the simplicity of the words, the simplicity of the message. I want to let you know that, the Christmas season, the Advent season, isn't always the joy season that we hope it to be. Sometimes we're disappointed by the things that happen, the people that are around us or whatever that may be, maybe even in ourselves. But it's a important reminder of God's grace and the gift of his grace. And so sometimes we have to lean a little harder in to experience the joy, or as Becky said, the joy that isn't necessarily happiness of the season. This Thursday is the winter solstice. However you want to look at it, it's the shortest day of the year or the longest night of the year. And many times we'll take that moment and we'll recognize those who have had a loss this past year. We'll recognize that this isn't the joyful season that people would hope there would be. So if that's you, if it's someone you know, or you just need a perspective on this, by Thursday evening, I will put on our usual podcast a short message about that to address that kind of struggle with joy. And it'll be a positive and uplifting message that I hope that you're able to get something or share something with others. And as we gather here, on this third Sunday of Advent, reflect on a journey through themes pivotal to our faith and our anticipation of Christ's birth: hope, love, joy, and peace. Today, our focus is on joy, especially the joy found in life's simplest offerings. Advent isn't just a countdown as we light the four candles to Christmas. It's a spiritual journey for us. And I want to briefly revisit our steps along this journey. Hope. Our Advent began with hope, the light in the darkness, the promise of Christ coming, and sometimes we have to wait on God to do the things that we hope that he will do. Love. Last week, we delved into divine love, a love that surprises us sometimes. Not just that it exists, but how God shows us love. And it surpasses our own understanding. And joy. Today, we're going to find the joy of the simple things as we explore how the uncomplicated blessings, instructions, and opportunities provided by God bring us true and lasting joy. Throughout Christian history, joy has been a central theme of sorts. From St. Augustine's reflections on divine joy to C.S. Lewis's descriptions of joy as the serious business of heaven. Our faith tradition invites us to find joy not in material abundance, but in spiritual richness. Our joy can be found and sustained in some of life's simplest aspects. We often overlook the simple gifts that God bestows on us. We tend to search for happiness in grand gestures, elaborate plans, and material possessions, and we neglect the pure and profound joy in simplicity. What are these simple joys? They are moments often overlooked. A shared smile, the quiet of an early morning, the laughter of children. In Scripture, we find joy in simplicity. Jesus' parables often spoke of everyday joys, a found coin, a bountiful harvest, a welcome home. So let's begin by reflecting on the simple blessings that surround us every day. It's easy to take these blessings for granted, but they are a testament to God's steadfast love and grace. The first and perhaps the most overlooked of these blessings is the gift of creation itself. We're blessed to live in this part of the world where we can look out our windows any day, any Sunday, and see green grass and trees and wildlife. I mean, we've had services interrupted for deer prancing outside the windows and things like that. But so we can kind of appreciate that. But we sometimes just overlook that as one of God's most simple blessings. In Psalm 19:1, we read, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." And when we pause and gaze at the beauty of a sunset, the serenity of a starry night, or the intricacy of a single flower, we witness God's handiwork. These simple marvels are a source of joy, a reminder of his presence, and a gift that he has freely given to us. Consider the simplicity of life itself. Psalm 139:13 tells us, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." Life in all its wonder is a gift beyond measure. Every breath you take, every heartbeat is a reminder of God's love for you. This simple gift of existence is a cause for gratitude and joy. Thank God that I'm here. Thank God that you are here. I want to reflect on the simplicity of God's grace. Ephesians 2:8 reminds us, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." The gift of salvation is available to all who believe in Jesus Christ. It's a straightforward, simple promise of eternal life offered freely to you. You don't need to earn it. In fact, it can't be earned. You need to only accept it with a humble heart. And as you consider these simple blessings, it's important to remember that God's love is not confined to simplicity. It also extends to simple instructions he provides. In Deuteronomy 11:1, we find a simple yet profound instruction. Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, right? His commandments, his decrees, his laws, keep them always. Loving God and obeying his commands may sound simple, but it forms the foundation of a life filled with joy. It often keeps us out of trouble. It often gives us some basis for our decisions. And when you align your heart with God's will, you experience the peace and contentment that come from knowing you are in his perfect plan. In Paul's letter to the Philippians 4:6, he instructs us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Again, it's a simple, straightforward directive to bring your worries and concerns to him through prayer, accompanied by gratitude. In embracing this simplicity, you open the door to God's peace that transcends all understanding. What do I have to do in this situation? How am I going to deal with this? I'm simply going to bring it to God in prayer. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, we find another set of simple instructions. It says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." These three simple actions, rejoice, pray, and give thanks, form a joyful and transformative way of life. They remind you to find joy in the ordinary, to maintain constant communion with God, and to cultivate a heart of gratitude. 1 Peter 3:9 offers a challenging yet simple instruction. They aren't all easy, but they're uncomplicated. It says, "Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you are called, so that you may inherit a blessing." And this is what challenges us a bit, to respond to negativity and conflict with love and kindness. It is a call to be peacemakers, spreading joy through forgiveness and reconciliation. And now that we've kind of talked about these simple instructions, I want to turn our attention to simple opportunities. Opportunity to serve. We talk about this often. Matthew 25:40, these common words that we know from Jesus himself. It says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Do you think about that? Do you ever thought about that? Every act of service, no matter how small, presents an opportunity to encounter Christ and for them as well. Whether it's offering a helping hand to a neighbor, volunteering at a shelter, making a contribution to help offset someone's expenses, or simply showing kindness to a stranger, these opportunities bring immeasurable joy to lives. And one of the simplest yet most profound opportunities is the chance to forgive. Colossians 3:13, we're instructed, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you." Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Forgiveness is a path to healing, a path to reconciliation, and it leads to restoration of your joy. So when you extend forgiveness to others, you experience the joy of God's mercy. Finally, we have the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. I'd say the obligation as well. Mark 16:15 says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." You know, sharing the message of salvation is a simple yet profound privilege. When you introduce others to the hope found in Christ, you participate in the transformation of lives, bringing ultimate joy to both the hearer and the messenger. As we continue to reflect on the simple theme of simplicity, it's fitting to contemplate the manner in which Jesus Christ himself, the Savior of the world, entered into our lives. The story of Jesus' birth during the Christmas season epitomizes the essence of simplicity and underscores the profound message of God's love manifested in humble beginnings. From Scripture, Luke 2, 6 through 7, it says, "While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son." Then listen to this. "She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them." The birth of Jesus, the Lord and Savior, the Son of God in the flesh, was in a manger, a feeding trough, because there's no room for them in the inn. This detail of Christ's nativity is striking in its simplicity and its humility. Born not in a palace or in a place of prominence, not coming down on a beam of light or anything like that, but in a modest setting. Jesus' arrival in the world exemplifies the unpretentious nature of God's love. The simplicity serves as a reminder that greatness in God's kingdom is not measured by worldly standards, but by humility and love. The announcement of Jesus' birth was first made to shepherds. Again, from Luke 2, 10 through 11. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" Shepherds, in the cultural context of the time, were among the humblest in society. They were hardworking people. They did important jobs, but were not thought of maybe as others with nobility. The choice of God to reveal this wondrous news to shepherds symbolizes that the message of salvation and joy is accessible to everyone, regardless of their social standing. Look at the example of Jesus' stories himself. Who did he go see? Who did he go talk to? Everyone. The incarnation of Christ, which is God becoming human in the form of Jesus, is the ultimate expression of simplicity in a divine plan. John 1:14, it says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." God's plan for redemption was not executed through complex rituals or grandiose displays of power, but through the simple act of God taking human form. This act made the divine relatable to us, accessible to us, and intimately connect to our human experience. As Jesus went through the same life and same temptations and same struggles that all humans face. So as we celebrate Christmas, we're reminded of the joy that simplicity brings. The story of Jesus' birth invites us to embrace humility, to cherish simple moments, simple joys, simple pleasures. And remember that the greatest gift we've ever received is presented in the most straightforward and unassuming manner. The simplicity of Jesus' birth teaches us that true joy and fulfillment are found not in material possessions or status, but in the love, peace, and salvation that Christ offers. That same love, peace that we offer each other. In embracing the simplicity of Christ's birth, we gain a deeper appreciation for the simple gifts of God's love in our lives. This Advent season, let us hold close to the lessons of his humble beginnings, and may we find joy in the uncomplicated yet profound blessings bestowed upon us. You know, this is a crazy time of year. I mean, it's just a lot to do, a lot to see. I mean, even the joyful things like the parties, you know, run every night. 2 weeks ago, we had something every night. And it was all good stuff. But it was fast-paced. It was complex. But finding joy in simplicity, it's challenging sometimes. But it's here in the uncomplicated stuff that we often encounter God most profoundly. Our quiet moments, our walks, our time reading, our time in prayer. When we remove ourselves from the noise so we can hear clearly. This Advent, let's challenge ourselves to find joy in the ordinary and the mundane, which is not a sacrifice of any kind. What are some of the things that bring you joy? A happy memory, something like this time of year or other. Is there anything that...
The laughter of a child.
Laughter of a child? Yeah, you can't help but laugh when you hear a child laughing, or an adult. Yeah. What else?
Seeing my grandchildren.
Seeing your grandchildren, yeah. Kids bring us joy. kids bring us joy. We're God's children. I guarantee he just laughs and sometimes slaps himself in the head. Is that right? What are you thinking? I know it does that to me a lot.
Helping others.
It brings us joy. It brings them joy, but doesn't, there's something about that, right? It's a cliche, but it's better to give than to receive. It feels good. It feels good.
There's like a peacefulness in
the
air.
Peacefulness in the air, yeah. Joy, I mean, some of the best moments are the quiet ones, yeah? And that's why the Blue Christmas, the longest night, that's hard for some people, because in those quiet moments, they hear that negative self-talk, or they think of those things that really drag them down. But those quiet moments, God wants to fill them with his love for us. So how do we cultivate this kind of joy? It starts with gratitude. Recognizing and appreciating the small blessings in our lives. One of the very first messages, I know it's the very first one on the podcast, the first one that was recorded, was thanks for nothing, right? As a little play in words, as we thank you that no one's sick right now, or there's not a lot going on. It's just thank you for nothing that is distracting us. Thank you for the contentment that we have all that we truly need, even if it's not everything we want. It's also about presence, not presence. You know, being fully in the moment, whether in prayer or conversation or solitude, really being mindfully engaged. As we anticipate the coming of Christ, let's embrace the simple gifts around us. The joy of Advent isn't found again in the ceremonies and even the lighting of the candles or extravagant gifts we give to each other, but in the simple quiet moments where God often speaks the loudest. Just as we sang the last verse of Silent Night with no piano, simple moment of worship. So as we go into this week, this final week of Advent, I want to invite you to do a couple things. Reflect on what simple joys you've experienced recently, right? Share a moment of simple joy with someone else. Be that simple act of joy to them. The smile, the hug, the word of encouragement. A simple gift. And spend time in quiet reflection each day. And try to notice the small blessings and be thankful for them. And may this Advent season be one where the simple gifts of God's love, hope, peace, and joy resonate deeply in your heart. As we conclude our journey through the simple gifts, I want to remember that the joy isn't found in the complexity of all the wonderful things, but in the simplicity of God's blessings, the simplicity of his instructions, the simplicity of the opportunities put before us. And in the midst of our busy lives, let's pause and appreciate the beauty of creation, the wonder of life, and the gift of God's grace. Let's embrace these simple instructions. We'll love God, we'll pray, we'll give thanks, and repay evil with blessing and forgiveness. Because we know these actions will lead us to a life filled with abiding joy, which is what he intends for you. Finally, let's seize the simple opportunities to serve and forgive and share the gospel. In doing so, we not only bring joy to others, but also experience a profound joy of fulfilling our purpose as children of God. As we continue our Advent journey this final week, may we carry with us the wisdom of simplicity, cherishing the simple gifts of God's love, and radiating the true joy that comes from embracing them. Let's make that our prayer. Heavenly Father, life is often unnecessarily complicated. Doesn't mean it's all bad, but sometimes it just gets full. So let us cherish the simple moments. And it could be as simple as moments in those evenings where you're gathered with friends and laugh as you play a game. Share a conversation with someone you haven't talked to in a long time as you just have opportunities to smile and wave at a friend, a neighbor, reach out to an old friend, hear from one. Lord, if there's someone in our lives that needs to be reminded, and I would venture to say that we all do, that there is a real reason for joy to be had, help us to express that in a way that they can grasp. Work on their hearts so they can understand and receive how wonderful this life is, even when it is hard. Even when it was hard, it is not bad. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you for the way you're going to use us this week. And most importantly, thank you for the gift of your Son, who we celebrate his coming, and we share its joy every day of our lives. Amen.